a rather sudden entrance into politics may have caught many by surprise, but it's now apparent that First Lady Grace Mugabe has her eyes trained on the highest office in the land, and if not, then some say she wants to have a big say in who becomes the next Zimbabwean leader who will protect her family interests beyond her aging husband. With seeming support from husband, President Robert Mugabe, seen by some analysts as the ultimate Machiavellian politician whose hand is always difficult to predict, there have been many questions over Mrs. Mugabe's political future, including whether or not she would be capable of running the country if she were president, and whether or not she has Mr. Mugabe's full backing in this quest, or she's just a pawn in her husband's management of his party's tricky succession issue. Former ZANU-PF lawmaker Themba Mliswa recently told journalists in Mulawayo that Grace Mugabe wouldn't be able to do what she's doing in the political arena without the support of her husband. While admitting that it is possible for the First Lady to run for presidency, Mliswa said she's too inexperienced politically, adding that her reckless utterances have caused damage to what is left of her husband's image as well as that of the country. Mliswa was skeptical that Mrs. Mugabe would win the presidency in an open election.
What I want to say to Amai, you are new to politics because you are calling yourself the ref. The ref is the electorate. The electorate is the one with the whistle, not you. The electorate decides who to take in and who to take out. So, you know, I want to correct that. She's not the ref and she cannot be the ref. So that must be understood, and it must be said that, you know, the nation is divided. You know, you get around Zimbabwe, the first question you ask, what's going on in your country? We see your first lady wants to take over. The president has the power to fire the vice president and appoint her without making all this noise, which clearly is not good for the country. After appointing her as the vice president, he equally has the power to resign constitutionally. In resigning constitutionally, ZANU-PF would have to have a special congress to appoint who to then take over. And this is why he enjoys his term. When she then takes over, we then wait for the next election 2018, and then she'll now see who the true ref is.
Since she officially became First Lady after wedding Mr. Mugabe in 1996, Mrs. Mugabe came under increasing public scrutiny. Besides her reported penchant for travel and lavish spending, there have been a number of scandals or underhand dealings that she has been fingered in, including allegedly getting a residential stand, which she was not entitled to, from the local government ministry. All this is now being brought to the fore, with questions being asked about her suitability as a leader. Bulawayo resident Nobuhle Ndlovu says given her role as First Lady and now her entry into politics, there is no way Mrs. Mugabe can escape public scrutiny. Ndlovu exonerates her, saying it is not easy being the First Lady with all the spotlight involved. Although she believes it would be difficult for Mrs. Mugabe to ascend to the presidency, given the many hurdles she has to surmount, Ndlovu says if the First Lady were elected president, she wouldn't have any problem with that.
If she's a preferred ZANU-PF candidate, I have no problem with that. There are people who have done worse things than her. If Grace wins the election in 2018, fair and fine, but she must know that she's serving the nation. She needs proper grooming and good advisors. And she must build her relations with the media. She needs direction.
Besides the stated and implicit backing from her husband, Grace Mugabe also enjoys the support of the Generation 40, or G40, a group within ZANU-PF made up of well-heeled younger members who are opposed to the Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa and are also seen as pushing for the renewal of the party from within. Although some see the G40 as using Grace Mugabe to drive its own agenda, others say she's smart enough to be able to see through that. Another Bulawayo resident, Pamela Ngube, also feels for the First Lady and says she has proven her mettle by establishing and running Gushungo Holdings, which includes the Alpha and Omega Dairy Company, as well as being involved in championing the cause of disadvantaged women and children.
It hasn't been easy for her, but she has been strong to manage to start a business and run such a big business. When the husband, in most cases, he won't be there or he will be too busy to look at what is happening, but the business is doing very well. We respect her because she has stood with the women of Zimbabwe even in tough times. Things like when people were saying vendors should be out, she stood with them because she knows that people need to have a livelihood, of which by selling the things they are selling in the streets will help the families. I think she is a mother at heart.
But for MDCT National Youth Spokesperson Brian Dube, Grace has no credentials that would make her fit to be president. Dube says the First Lady seems to be haunted by the ghost of President Mugabe's first wife, the late Sally, compelling her to be involved in charitable work, just like Sally Mugabe used to, as a way of trying to show that she's philanthropic when she may in fact be self-centered.
Grace Mugabe is a person who you can be able to assess in two ways. She has the other side, which is a serious pretense and a reflection of somebody who is philanthropic and somebody who wants to help. But that is not the real Grace Mugabe. There are those who may want to argue that she is a mother, but she is not. There is no mother who can evict more than 300 families, causing more than 3,000 children to be homeless in order to build an orphanage to accommodate maybe 50 to 100 orphans, like what she did in Mazowe. There is no logic in that. And also, I think if you have been following up well, Alpha and Omega company of hers is said to be in serious financial troubles. She has failed to manage her own company, and how do we expect that person has failed to manage ice cream and maybe milk to be able to manage the whole economy?
Like some, Dube sees the First Lady's entry into politics as a way of safeguarding her future after President Mugabe has taken a bow from the scene.
The real issues are that Grace Mugabe's involvement into politics is precisely for one agenda, to protect the ill-gotten wealth that she and her husband have stolen over the years, which she knows that if there is any change of government or even any change in terms of succession matrix in ZANU-PF, she may not be able to protect that. If a genuine person comes either from ZANU-PF or from MDC, they will obviously cause her to account. So she is there to simply protect the resources.
With the next general election 3 years away from now, it remains to be seen whether the First Lady will stay the course and confound her critics and naysayers by becoming Zimbabwe's first woman president. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shaba.